giving us an update on the season's first major winter storm, which is pounding Massachusetts and the rest of the state today, including the city of Boston, where the snow is piling up as much as 18 inches expected in some communities with blizzard-like conditions. The mayor said if you're on the roads and don't absolutely need to be on the roads, get off of them so that the plows can do their work. He said that Boston Fire, Police, and EMT are working with extra staff across the city. The city's made an extra effort, he said, to get the homeless off the streets and into shelters. And he quoted numbers from the National Weather Service. 12 to 18 inches of snow. It's expected to taper off by about 9 p.m. tonight. Boston public schools will be closed tomorrow. And when that snow finally stops falling, sometime tonight, around 9 o'clock, we think, we'll be hit by another dose of cold Arctic air throughout the weekend. The mayor also said that Logan Airport is open, but lots of flights are canceled. So check with your airlines before you head out to Logan Airport if you have travel plans. We're going to be spending this hour with checking in with our reporters out in the field, as well as with some state and local officials, talking about this first big winter storm. Winter is here in a big way. And let's begin with WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, who joins us via Skype. David, good to have you.
Oh, thanks.
So give us a quick update on what you're seeing. I guess, where is the snow piling up the most?
Yeah, so all across eastern Massachusetts, we have those heavy snow amounts, and it looks like it's going to continue, Anthony, through the afternoon, as you mentioned, and into the evening. I think once we get to about 7 or 8 o'clock, we'll start to see, it's not going to completely stop at that point, but we'll start to see the snowfall rates really come down and there won't be much more accumulation. So I'd say right now, Boston area, another 3 to 5 inches completely total before it all comes to an end. So, for example, I just did my first pass at the driveway, had about 10 inches out here in Metro West. And I just want to not wait until it's entirely done. At some point, the snowblower just can't get that much snow. So
right. So if you get home to work, if you get home to work around 5 o'clock or so, maybe it'd be a good idea to do that first pass and then plan to head out again a little bit later.
Yeah, exactly. You did ask for some of the higher amounts. Weymouth has 13 inches, Randolph about 10. I'll just give you some numbers.
Sure.
Tewksbury's around 11 right now. We've got 11 out in Natick, Framingham area. So it gives you an idea. Down in Providence, also Little Compton, almost 13 inches. So generally 10 to 15 inches is what I think we're going to end up with. There will be some places that get that foot and a half, but that those will be the exception, not the rule.
Give us a sense of what's happening on the coast. We're hearing and reading and seeing on the television reports of some pretty severe flooding in some coastal areas, right?
Right. And so I'd say the surprise of this storm isn't the snow. I think that, you know, this is basically what we expected, around a foot, give or take a couple of inches. But the tides were supposed to be sort of a minor to moderate coastal flooding. I don't know anyone that expected the tide gauge in Boston Harbor to reach a level. Now, we don't know whether it's official or not, that is at the level of the Blizzard of 78. So even if it doesn't break that record, it's within a few tenths of an inch of that record. So pretty amazing that we had that kind of flooding. As the mayor mentioned, we're not going to see the same sort of flooding at the time of high tide around midnight tonight because the storm will be moving out. And unlike the Blizzard of 78, where we saw successive damaging high tides, this afternoon's was really the only one that's going to cause problems.
And David, we heard the mayor talking about the cold snap that will roll into the region. What is that, Saturday? Give us some details about that, about the cold weather, how long it's going to be sticking around.
Right. That's the other reason to kind of shovel this afternoon and evening if you can do it, because temperatures are in the 20s. They actually tomorrow morning will be in the upper single digits to mid-teens, which is cold, but it's not as cold as it's going to get. Temperatures during the day tomorrow will actually fall even further. By the end of the day, by this time tomorrow evening, I expect temperatures to be in the mid to upper single digits. And then as we head for Friday night into Saturday morning, we'll be below zero. Saturday is the core of the cold in terms of daily highs. The high on Saturday probably not breaking 7 or 8 degrees in Boston. And then Saturday night and Sunday morning, very cold, anywhere from 10 to as much as 15 below up around the New Hampshire border. Boston probably 5 or 6 below, a new record likely on Sunday morning. Sunday gets into the mid-teens. Monday, lower 30s. So we will actually have a tiny bit of melting. There's another storm system for Monday night and Tuesday. That one looks like a mix of rain, snow, sleet, kind of a lot of messy stuff, but not a big storm.
All right. That's WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein giving us an update on the first major winter storm of the season. David, thanks so much. We'll check in with you later. We appreciate
your
time. All right, listeners, we're going to be spending a lot of this hour hearing from folks around the state about this storm. We want to hear from you how you're spending this snowy day. Are you home with the kids? Are you waxing your skis? Do you have heat? Do you have power? Are you staying warm? Tell us what you're seeing outside your window and how this storm is affecting you. We are gathering around the radio on this winter day and swapping storm stories. So give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And we're going to check in now with a couple of our reporters on the ground, beginning with Shannon Dooling, who's in Newbury up in the North Shore. Hey, Shannon.
Hi, Anthony.
Give us a sense of where you are and what you're seeing.
Sure. So I was just listening to David Epstein suggest getting out and shoveling right now, which seems absurd to me, given what I'm seeing right now, which is just really, really windy conditions, windswept roads. We are basically hunkered down for now in the car right near the access road to Plum Island. We're unable to get out to the island because Newbury PD have physically blocked access to that with a couple of trucks. They're telling us that we simply can't physically, our vehicle won't make it.
And this is because of the flooding, Shannon. Is that right?
That's because of the flooding. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So again, what David Epstein was mentioning, flooding being sort of a surprise issue with this storm. I'm definitely seeing it up here in the Newbury Plum Island area, at least. They're hoping to open up the access to Plum Island within an hour or so, just sort of waiting for the high tide waters to recede up here.
And are you hearing reports of power outages? How are people dealing with that?
Well, we haven't really been seeing many power or utility trucks on the road now that you mention it. But in Rockport, we were, spending some time on Cape Ann earlier today, and we did come across a bit of a scene in Rockport Harbor earlier where the high tide again sort of caught people a little bit off guard, I think. And some of the businesses that are right there near Rockport Harbor, near T Wharf, were basically smelling some odors, some scents. And they gave PD, the Rockport PD and firefighters a call, and they responded. And basically what was happening was in two particular buildings, some of those high tide waters were flooding the basement of two particular buildings, and their water heaters were underwater. These are electrical water heaters. And a fire lieutenant up there in Rockport told us that basically what they had to do was shut the breaker to both of those different buildings and just kind of wait until those high tide waters receded so that they could access the basements of those buildings.
All right. That's WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling reporting for us from Newbury, talking about among the challenges folks are experiencing up there is some pretty serious flooding along coastal areas. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's move on to WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. He's in Mansfield. And Bruce, I gather you're seeing some pretty treacherous roads out there.
Actually, Marshfield, it is.
Marshfield, excuse me. Marshfield,
it
yeah.
It is. I've snow plows, some utility trucks, and me. I'm kind of here in a parking lot and wondering what to do. The wind is really gusty. The traffic lights are on the streets are swinging in the wind. And the evergreens that I'm looking at here are weighted down with very heavy snow. And I just came up for Route 3, and I was just about alone on the highway. I came up from Sandwich, and they had blocked off. The police had already blocked off 6A because of the flooding there. It's slow going here.
And Bruce, give us a sense of what you're seeing coming down. Is it rain down there on the coast and the South Shore, or is it snow?
It goes back and forth, Anthony. It's really weird. Right now it's snowing. It was raining a few minutes ago, so you've got this mushy mix, very heavy snow. I'm looking at the trees just drooping in front of me. So it's going to be a mess to clean up if this stuff freezes.
Now, I understand that you spoke to an oceanographic official with the U.S. Coast Guard. Give us a sense of what he had to say.
He was with the USGS and the Geological Survey out of Woods Hole. An oceanographer. Really interesting guy. He was watching. We were in this parking lot in Town Neck Beach, which was rapidly filling with water. I couldn't believe it. It was as if somebody opened up a tap. I've never seen the tide come in. I've never seen a flood like that so fast. It was a matter of seconds, actually. And he said, you better get out of here. Because otherwise you're not going to get out of here. I should have had a boat. I was the only one in the lot. But he was saying he was there to watch the storm. He's been studying this area where they had built a berm along the beach for 100,000 cubic feet of sand 2 years ago. And he said this storm could breach that in a day or two, probably 2 days. They're going to send drones out because they've lost their buoys there. They couldn't keep their buoys monitoring the situation. They're going to be flying drones there to see what the damage is.
And Bruce, what are you hearing from the local police and fire departments and other officials down there on the South Shore?
Well, they looked at me incredulously when I came out of the parking lot in Sandwich. I got news for you. They weren't happy with me, and they weren't talking to me. I was the only one coming out. I haven't had a chance. They've been really busy.
Right. And I guess the message there, it's a reminder to everybody who might be listening, that if you don't have to be on the road, stay off the roads because they can be dangerous. There are also a lot of plows out there trying to do the work.
Yeah. I was behind a conga line of plows on Route 3, and it was slow going.
Well, that's WBR reporter Bruce Gellerman reporting from Marshfield down in the South Shore. Bruce, we'll check in with you later this hour. Thanks for the work. Thanks for being out there. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Anthony.
So we're asking you, listeners, to give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. Be our eyes and ears out there. Tell us what you're observing. Let's go to Jonah, who's in Jamaica Plain. Hi, Jonah. How are you passing this day?
Hi, Anthony. It is terrible out there, completely terrible.
Well, give us a sense. What are you seeing when you look out the window?
So it looks like it's starting to let up just a little bit, though. I went out like probably 2.5 hours to go to shovel, and I couldn't make a dent.
You couldn't make a dent. All right, so you're going to have to go out there a little bit later. The snow might be a little higher,
yes,
Jonah, but I guess
definitely.
It'll be a little bit more hospitable for you.
Yeah, I'd say we have at least 10 inches.
All right.
12.
Well, there's Jonah in Jamaica Plain reporting 10 to 12 inches of snow. Jonah, stay warm. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, what a change. We're going to talk about a couple of other stories today, including a change to federal marijuana policy and what it might mean for legalization here in Massachusetts. We'll also have more coverage of the storm. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.